Welcome to the podcast, Happy and Single. I'm your host, Joseph Anderson. You can find me and reach out to me on Instagram at the It's Possible Guy. And today is episode 181, and it's entitled, A Little is Better Than Nothing. So I'm going to piggyback on what I talked about last week. So if you haven't listened to last week's episode, you might want to, but I essentially talked about going and experimenting and finding your own rhythm of life. Everything has a rhythm. Everything has a flow. And I mean, every piece of music, I mean, nature has a rhythm. Everything has a rhythm to it that works. I mean, you call it rhythm, you call it pattern, you call it whatever you want. I mean, even at the watering holes in the deserts, there is a pecking order to which animals get to drink at the watering hole, and they line up. Anyways, today I want to talk to you about how a little is better than nothing. I have found rhythm is one of the most important things that we can have. See, if I'm in rhythm, like, stuff's not going to mess with me as much. It's like when you're playing basketball, the most important thing to a shot is your rhythm. You'll notice if a player gets off of his rhythm, gets off his game, gets off the way he does things, then it might throw him off. Now, I don't want you to be so tied to your rhythm that it's going to throw you off. But, you know, as I shared with you guys before, it's been about a month or so since I got back from London. Now, I was in London for almost 3 weeks, and I was acting like a tourist. So that meant not lifting weights. That meant not eating entirely the best. That meant eating a lot of really delicious candy in England that they have. And that meant, you know, waking, like, because of the time zones. So I live in Arizona. Most of my parents are in Arizona, and my sister and nieces and nephews are in the Midwest. So between my home time zone when I was in London was 8 hours earlier than me. So if I wanted to talk to my parents after they'd finished working or whatever, or like, then I would often be talking to them at like midnight and sometimes 1 a.m. and I was going to a show almost every night when I was in London. And so I'd get home back to the Airbnb at probably 11 o'clock. I'd wind down a little bit. I'd talk to my parents, and I wasn't going to bed till 1, 2, 3, sometimes 4 in the morning. And that, I wasn't lifting weights. I was just being a tourist. And so I got out of the rhythm. I got out of the rhythm of my life. And the thing that I realized, actually this morning, a good friend in my coaching circles called me, and we were just talking, and just literally, I don't remember what we were talking about. But it didn't have to do with what I'm sharing with you now. And the Spirit just spoke to me, and it's like, Joseph, a little is better than nothing. You know, so tying it back to rhythm, well, I don't have to, like, using the example of writing my book, even 5 minutes, even 10 minutes is better than nothing. Even 1 minute is better than nothing. But so often, you know, especially when I'm traveling and such, it's like, no, I'm just going to go enjoy myself. I got so far off of my rhythm that it took me weeks to get back in the flow. I mean, this is the first week, actually, like, and I've been back now for, goodness, 3 weeks or something. Well, yeah, no, almost pretty much a month. So, and this is the first week that I have felt at all back in the flow. And it does. It goes with what I shared with you guys last week. There was a certain rhythm to life, but I don't think you have to, like, it was not reasonable when I was in London to write my book for 45 minutes a day. you know, to do all the other things. Well, I did spend a considerable amount of time in coaching trainings, because I was there for 5 of those days, you know, literally in a coaching training. But a little is better than nothing. Like, so many times we say we don't have the time. I don't have the time to work out. You don't have 1 minute to drop down and do 10 push-ups. I don't have the time to write a song. You don't have 10 minutes to sit and write music. You don't have 1 minute to sit and write music. Why? Now, if you guys are familiar with the It's Possible Challenge, like, you'll understand one of the things I say is do something 21 minutes a day. Why? Because it's literally less than your favorite sitcom. Sitcoms generally are at right about 22 minutes. At least when they were recorded, you know, had commercials and all that stuff. Like, you had about 22 minutes of runtime. If you're watching the commercials too, you're actually closer to 30 minutes. We put, like, and I understand sometimes it's like, well, I just got to check out. And for sure, like, sometimes that's the case. But I have found, like, yesterday was the 4th of July. I'm actually recording these episodes last week's and today's back to back. Because, I mean, well, by the time you guys hear this, it will have already passed. But my birthday is on July 11th, 7/11. So hopefully you took advantage of the free Slurpees they give on my birthday. If not, you can get them next year. They do it every year, only because it's my birthday. I'm just kidding. But so I'm recording these episodes back to back. So yesterday was 4th of July. And I didn't do much of anything for the first part of the day. Like, I woke up, I had a bad headache, I'd stayed up way too late playing video games because I like to play the, it's called FC24, but it's the FIFA soccer game is what it really is. And I just kept getting destroyed and I kept getting annoyed and annoyed. I'm like, no, I'm going to win. I don't even know if I won before I went to bed. I was like, no, it's a holiday tomorrow. I'm just going to wake up late. And so I woke up and I just kind of moseyed around the house and actually watched some episodes of Big Bang Theory, which I'm really enjoying right now. And then I just kind of moseyed around and didn't do much of anything. Part of it was my head was just hurting. I had this giant headache and it was like, it was 1 o'clock before I made it to the gym. And I couldn't even tell you, other than watching Big Bang Theory a little bit, what in the world I did yesterday morning. Now, granted, for sure, like, if I was out partying or having a great time, like, with friends, just enjoying myself, yeah, for sure, that's cool. But when I'm just, like, sitting around doing a bunch of nothing, I didn't love it. And I did. I actually prayed and just asked Heavenly Father, hey, literally, please, just give me the strength to just get to the gym. I've got to get to the gym. Like, I mean, that's really important to me, guys. I work out, like, I lift weights 6 days a week. And you know what? If I'm traveling, I try to get in at least 3, because my workout set up, so the three muscle groups and then 3 muscle groups. Like, I have all the muscles groups within 3 days. Anyways. So I didn't get much done. Do you know what would have been better yesterday? If I'd even spent 15 minutes writing in my book. Like, when something lapses, so this is interesting because, you know, you can equate this however you want, but there's a running joke. So in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, we have a book called the Book of Mormon. And there's this running joke of how many times people have read First Nephi, which is the first book in the Book of Mormon. It's got like 15 different books, like small books inside of it, written by different prophets. And so the joke is I've done this, like, I've read First Nephi, you know, a zillion times or whatever. Well, why do people do that? Because they're trying to re-engage in that energy. They're trying to re-engage in that excitement. I mean, And when we take our foot off the gas, it does take more energy. Like if I'm cruising on cruise control, it will not take as much gas as if I'm revving my engine, getting up to speed. Revving our engine, getting up to speed does take more energy and gas. And so when I got home from London, I had not written in my book. I had not maintained any sort of discipline in my coaching practice. So I had clients finish before I left for London, and I had clients finish afterwards, which meant, hey, I need to get back to, I need to rebuild this to where I want it to be. Well, all of that stuff, even if I just would have taken a few minutes a day, would have been so much better. In 15 minutes in my book, I would have actually kept pretty good momentum. Whereas when I got back from London, because I had no momentum, I had to literally start editing the book over from the beginning. And I was already almost a quarter of the way through. But it just didn't work anymore. I'd lost the characters. I lost the flow. I'd lost everything. And now I'm back in the flow. And I can jump in the book and I can edit for 45 minutes. And, or I could, you know, if I'm traveling, which I'm going to be doing, you know, during the time you guys are listening to this, I could take like 10 to 15 minutes and just do it. Do you realize how different our lives would be if we just did the things that we love to do for a few minutes? I mean, if you want to write a book and you just made it consistent that you would write that book, like today, my life today has flowed so well. I mean, yes, I did have on my calendar to do a podcast this afternoon, but it's not, well, I guess technically now it's afternoon because it's just afternoon. But when I had started this morning, I just went about my day. I did the book, and then I started listening to a coach training, and then a friend called, and then somebody, one of my aunts texted me, and so I just called her and asked her how she was doing, and we talked, and then I was like, oh, I want to come in and do a podcast, and then I'm like, oh, I think I'll make this two podcasts. There is, and I keep going back to this rhythm of life, because we're so worried about how things get done, not understanding that when we're in this rhythm of life, they get done. And there's still time for enjoyment. There's still time for, you know, the things that you really want to do. I mean, it's like one of the things that I learned in London was, dude, Joseph, go do the things that you want to do first. I'm like, you know, when I got there, it was like, oh, it's so overwhelming. There's so much to do. Well, what do I do? Well, do the thing you want to do first. I mean, so even, you know, going along those lines with a little is better than nothing, you know, maybe watching 10 minutes of your favorite TV show is great. Like plenty of times now when I make breakfast, I turn on Big Bang Theory in the background and I watch, you know, I don't know, 7 minutes, 15 minutes, maybe a whole episode as I make it. I mean, I and that's been cool. Like, we gotta stop making it a big deal to get so much time in. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, I tell people, it doesn't matter how many hours you put into the gym. It matters how many minutes you put into those hours. What does that mean? Well, if I go to the gym and I'm just sitting around and I'm trying to, you know, check out girls or talk to girls, I'm not going to get any stronger. But if I go and if I disciplinedly put in the work, that'll be so much better. You know, and even when I, using the, going off that example, because I didn't lift weights when I was in London for 3 weeks. So I'm just barely, and I've been back for a month now, right? I'm barely back to where I was before I left for London, as far as strength-wise. I mean, Now, granted, I understand when you're traveling and stuff, it can be a pain to get to a gym, and sometimes it can be a pain to pay for a gym. I mean, I pay like $15 a month for my gym, and I can go anywhere in the country where they happen to have gyms, and they're growing quite a bit, but there's places they don't have them. Versus when I was in England, I would have had to buy a brand new gym membership and pay, I don't know, between, I think the numbers were probably 50 bucks or so for the month. And I didn't want to do that. And I also didn't want to take, I wasn't going to take an hour and a half every day and play, like, do that in London. Like, and so you got to figure out what works for you. But I could have very easily, done some push-ups. I could have very easily done some crunches. I could have very easily done a strength, like a basically a mobility stretching video that I have. There are plenty of things that I could have done, and I didn't. I did walk a considerable amount, and I had to adjust my diet a little bit. I had to make sure I was eating a ton of food. Like, definitely more than I was eating here because I was walking so much. I mean, there were days I was probably walking almost 30,000 steps. Because you just kind of walk a lot of places when you're over there. And, you know, it's like, but a little is better than nothing. You know, even when it comes to, your diet, a little is also better than nothing, because the more that you restrain yourself from eating the foods that you love to eat, the more the rubber band wants to snap back. Before I went to Texas, so Texas was about 2 months ago that I went to Texas, I had lost like 20 pounds. I mean, really. And then I got back, and it was like, or no, I didn't get back. I was in Texas, and we just ate all kinds of brisket and all kinds of amazing food. I pretty much gained that entire 20 pounds back in a week. Like, and part of that as well is, like, I wasn't, you know, I was restricting my diet so much to get to that level. That's not healthy. It wasn't a healthy way to do it. It was an experiment. I tried it. And so now I'm doing things differently. But if I allow myself to have a little bit of chocolate, a little bit of ice cream, then I'm not going to fiercely want it and really want it because I'm holding myself back. Like, we all want what we aren't allowing ourselves to have. And so having a little bit of ice cream, having a little bit of chocolate, even when you're working towards a goal, is fine. But I mean, the real reason that I wanted to come in today and do this episode was to realize that a little goes a long way. I mean, 15 minutes in my book, even if I just... So in working out, they call this a maintenance workout. You know, you're not going in, you're not destroying the workout, but you're also not doing it. You're not doing a workout. So like if I'm exhausted, like yesterday was actually a great workout. But if I was exhausted and I still felt good about going to the gym, then just getting in a little bit of work would have been great. You know, even a 30-minute workout. I mean, I'm generally in the gym between probably 45 minutes, an hour, hour and a half sometimes. And, you know, even getting in a little bit. Like, your first trick in doing anything is to learn to like it. So it's getting in the flow is what it really is. Go to the gym, hit a few machines, and call it good. You don't have to destroy your body at the gym the very first day you go. I would actually tell you not to do that. I tell you get in rhythm. Go do the things that you love to do. I've got one client that just really enjoy watching movies, and so they do cardio at the gym as they watch movies. Cool. Isn't that awesome that we have that available to us? When I'm at the gym, I'm often listening to a book or a podcast or sometimes music. Find what you love. But just start, guys. A little is better than nothing. You know, and at first I was thinking, you know, this in terms of rhythm. Yeah, even if you spend 15 minutes a day going out and creating clients, it'll keep you in rhythm. If you spend 15 minutes a day writing a book, it'll keep you in rhythm. 15 minutes writing music. I mean, the list goes on and on and on about, you know, what it is. And but even when you're starting out, a little's better than nothing. Like when one of my clients first started working, you know, at the time he was 465 pounds, and when he first started walking, he could only make it about one house. And then he could make it another, and then another, and another, until he started walking a mile. He ended up losing 165 pounds. Like, all you've got to do is just start. A little goes a long way. You could do almost anything as an experiment for 10 or 15 minutes. If you're learning a song, play it for 5 to 15 minutes. If you're even thinking about wanting to try to learn a song, play for 15 minutes. You will be amazed and astounded at what begins to happen as the efforts that you make compound. So whether that's keeping you in the rhythm of doing it or just getting you started, it doesn't matter. And I find when I live in this, when I live in this rhythm of life, and I'm actually looking forward to experimenting with this as I'm about to go on vacation with my family. Well, once you guys have heard this, I'm pretty much already on vacation, spending time with my family. But it's like, I could put in a little bit. It's like, I am oftentimes either an all or nothing person. It's like, I'll get all the exercises that I decide to do, or I won't do it at all. There's not usually an in-between. It's never okay. Like, I always have that thought in the back of my head. It's like, oh, you didn't get your full workout in. You could have done better. That's not the spirit. The voice in the spirit tells you, wow, that is so amazing that you got your workout in. Great job. I know there's a lot of other things you could have done today. You know, it's building on those little things. You know, and as I mentioned last week about, you know, some amazing experiences I've had lately with prayer, maybe it's starting off with a minute, maybe starting off with a few minutes and just, you know, moving in that direction. Start any journey that you want to be on, meaning you look at someone and you're like, oh, that would be so cool. Start taking steps towards that destination. If you happen to want to be a musician, start taking steps towards that each day. Keep the rhythm up. Keep the rhythm going. You know, if you want to write a book, just start a few minutes a day. And then those few minutes will grow, and those few minutes will grow and grow and grow and grow. And then just let yourself be guided and directed. But give it a try, guys. Again, a little is better than nothing. So whatever you felt inspired to do today, go do it. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. If you liked what you heard, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast so you can easily find your way back. And go ahead and share about it with all your friends and other people you come in contact with that are just kind of feeling a bit down. And, you know, or just wanting more happiness in their life. Also, I know plenty of you out there listening are like, oh my goodness, I would love to experience coaching, but Joseph, I just can't afford it. Well, if that happens to be you, at 11 a.m. on the second Monday of each month, I generally host an Ask Me Anything call. You can come on and receive one-on-one coaching. It's a group format, so there might be other people in the room as well, but it's first come, first serve, and I will literally coach you on whatever it is that you're struggling with that you want to see, that, you know, that you want to see happen in your life, but you're just not seeing happen. You know, and also, if you happen to be one of those that prefers a more one-on-one coaching experience, that's what I've done now for 20 years. So if you want a one-on-one coaching experience, then go to josephanderson.co. And in the very first box on the left-hand side, there'll be a form that says apply to work with me. So click there. It'll take you to a form. Fill out the form. and then we can get in touch. And once again, guys, thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and you guys have an awesome day.